Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here with Celeste Headlee. We begin with Haiti. Tropical storm Tomas on track to hit the island tomorrow. It could strengthen into a hurricane by the time it makes landfall. There's also been a spike in the cholera outbreak this week in Haiti with 105 new deaths over the past 5 days. Jacqueline Charles of the Miami Herald is with us from Haiti. Good morning, Jacqueline. This sounds like a worst-case scenario to me.
Yes, it is. It's very much a worst-case scenario for a country that is still struggling, very much struggling, to deal with January 12th, the earthquake.
And we're talking about the people most at threat are the residents of these tent cities, perhaps 2 million people from the earthquake aftermath that still hasn't been resolved. Normally, 5 to 10 inches of rain from a tropical storm wouldn't be so devastating, but if you combine that with the refugee camps, you really have the potential for a humanitarian nightmare. What is the possible solution to this problem?
Well, right now, the country has been on red alert, or the capital has been on red alert since Tuesday. The government has identified about 1,200 usable structures that people can be moved into, including a new prison and a new hospital. But it's just not nearly enough. What they've been asking people is to identify friends and family that they can move into. But, you know, I've covered several hurricanes in this country, and unfortunately, Haitians, you know, we don't prepare, we react. And so people are keeping their eyes on the weather and hoping that this doesn't come anywhere near Port-au-Prince. But, yes, we've seen what just a little bit of rain can do in this capital and what it does in terms of the tents and the tarps, because they are just not, you know, they can't hold up.
Talk about the impact on the fresh drinking water, because the availability of fresh drinking water is really key to keeping the cholera epidemic down.
Well, yes. I mean, what the humanitarian aid workers have said, when you've got movement of people, people getting out of the tents and going into the countryside or into other areas where this outbreak took place, you've got floodwaters and you've got trash. Basically, you have a very toxic cocktail for this cholera. I mean, they seem to manage to contain it for a little bit. We're seeing that the numbers are going up, and so that is the biggest concern right now. It's a disease that could be treated, very treatable. It can kill you within 2 to 4 hours.
And Jacqueline Charles is on the line from the Miami Herald with us from Haiti, watching the onset of tropical storm Tomas and the cholera epidemic, cases in the 7,000s at this point.
Tropical storm Tomas is speeding towards Haiti. They say it could become a hurricane by the time it hits the island of Haiti tomorrow. And a hurricane warning has already been issued for the country. Haitian officials are asking more than 1 million earthquake survivors to leave their tent camps before Tomas arrives there. But many of them have no place to go. Joining us now is Alicia Nisson, an aid worker from Save the Children in Haiti. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how is this dilemma going to solve itself? Are people going to find a place to go? Is the government providing places for them to go?
It's going to be a real challenge. For a lot of people, they exhausted what opportunities they had in the wake of the earthquake and left Port-au-Prince then and found places. But the countryside can only handle so many people, and host families are tired in a lot of cases and can't handle having additional strain on their families. And so for a lot of people, there isn't somewhere to go. But we, alongside the government and the UN, are encouraging people to find stronger shelter, if only for the period of the storm, because certainly the makeshift shelters that they're living in now will not withstand these kinds of winds and rains.
How long is that, the duration of the storm? How long do people have to be prepared to take shelter?
It's really hard to say. We are in the rainy season as well as the hurricane season. So what we're looking at is possibly 3 or 4 days where people need to find somewhere else that they can stay and then return and begin to rebuild.
And this is all complicated by the fact that the cholera outbreak appears to be strengthening.
Absolutely. And what people who work with cholera know is that rain and winds and hurricanes only ever make that situation worse. And so this is still a very urgent problem here in Haiti. And right now, it's pretty well staying towards the north of the country. But we can anticipate that with Hurricane Tomas, we will start to see things in the further south of the country. And people need to be aware and protect themselves from it.
Well, to what extent is the infrastructure prepared to, I mean, are there government buildings? Are there stores where people can go in and stay, at least while the weather is bad?
There certainly are, but in a lot of cases, these are private, privately owned places, and so people have to find that on their own and make those arrangements on their own. And so there is a lot of encouragement. There is support for logistics in terms of transporting people that is coming through the government and the UN, but a lot of the responsibility will lie with individual families to find their way there and into shelter.
In other words, you haven't had a large message coming from, say, stores and these businesses saying, it's okay, you can come here, we'll leave our doors open.
In a lot of cases, these people do have their own families that they are going to be taking care of in those spaces. And it's a really complicated situation, but a lot of Haitians are opening their doors and their hearts to the people around them as much as they can. But it's a devastated country.
Well, we're going to have to see 3 or 4 days out after hurricane, well, what's expected to be Hurricane Tomas is now Tropical Storm Tomas, hits Haiti. It's expected to hit landfall tomorrow, at which point it could strengthen into a hurricane. Hurricane warning already issued for the country. And this is also complicated, as we said, by the cholera outbreak. And health officials say 105 people have died of cholera in the past 5 days. And there's been a 40% jump in new cases to 7,000. Thanks to Alicia Nissan, aid worker from Save the Children.